damn Good Kid, Mad City, The Pimp and Butterfly, Mr. Morale, and The Big Step of Section 80.
Is your list?
Yeah, I mean, that's typically the albums. If you want, Untitled is an album, but it's more so, you know it's throwaways.
Untitled is up there for me, though.
Okay, put it in there, and I'm going to roast
I
you.
I like that joint. Go ahead, I like that. I might like Black that Panther more than Big Steppers.
Yeah. Say that on the show. Go ahead. I'm not going to say nothing now.
He said say it on the show.
Say it on the show.
Yo, welcome to Beers and Bars.
Your place for rapid fire hip hop discussion and, of course, great beer.
I'm Kamal Ghetto.
OT the Golden Child. He went to SIU, so did I. But.
What's good?
I don't know, because I want a hoodie, because that hoodie looked nice.
You know what? How about I got this years after I graduated, not like while I was there?
I have no SIU paraphernalia.
Yeah, man. I was like, I have no SIU paraphernalia. Why don't I? Let me go ahead and get it. Mm.
Yeah. This ain't about SIU. This is a look, if you're listening or watching,
yeah.
This is gonna be a West Coast heavy show.
Yeah.
I was gonna put some khakis on. I was gonna get like a Dodgers fitted, but I didn't.
This is my crip walk, but I'm sitting down though.
But let's talk about why is this a West Coast show? So obviously, the homie Schoolboy Q,
yeah,
has just released his newest album, Blue Lips.
Fig Street.
Yeah, you know what
Hoover
I'm saying?
Crip.
First album since 2019, which the last joint was the Crash Talk.
Crash Talk, yeah.
Along with that, we'll also be talking about Vince Staples' newest show, The Vince Staples Show.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
On Netflix.
For sure.
And.
Hey Ed, how I do my chair, man?
You got up, yeah. Wait, let it back on camera. Oh.
Wait, how I put the, oh snap, hold on, slow down.
If you're listening, Kamal just shout out Eddie P. We in Eddie P location.
Right, we at air spot.
He just put his recliner back and put his feet in the air.
Yeah, dude.
And if you've checked us out before, we have a couple segments that we've done. We have our classics episodes. We have our test of time episodes. We've also in the past have done some top fives. We've done Jay-Z top five.
Yeah.
We've done Kanye top five. We've done Nas top five today to stay on the West Coast.
You're good, man. Oh, you man. Got receipts?
Yeah, man.
Cause
I take this journalistic value, and this is integrity.
I remember
here.
The Nas one. You did Kanye?
Absolutely. But today to stay on the West Coast, Kendrick Lamar top five. We are
For
going
sure.
to rank what we believe are his our favorite albums from him in order.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
With that being said, we also going to stay on the West Coast. I wasn't able to find a West Coast brewery.
True.
But shout out to Microphone. I think they right close to Elk Grove. Yeah. So over in like the O'Hare Airport area.
Elk Grove.
Yeah.
That's so funny. We so West Coast.
Well, in style
with
we're
Elk
West
Grove
Coast.
Beer.
So Microphone, if you know them, man, they do music-inspired beers as far as the names, and then also just like they may do music genres as far as the how they name their stuff. But this is their West Coast style IPA, Cuff and Crease. I should have had the khakis with that being said.
With the old English writing.
See what I'm saying? We kept it West Coast.
Word
Let's
up.
See what's popping. This is what's the ABV on this? This is 6.25%. West Coast IPA.
Cheers, man.
West Coast IPAs, typically they're called that because the hops are usually from the Pacific Northwest.
Right on the nose.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, man.
West Coast.
That's hoppy.
Yeah. Known for being very hop forward. I forget the specific hop profile. It's typically like Cascade, I think, Centennial. Those piney, dank hop characters, usually what the West Coast IPAs be having. So we
you
out here, you know what I'm saying?
I like to call you the beer of the show. I'm the bars, you know what I'm saying? And I've grown to really enjoy certain tastes of beer, man.
This is good.
This is hoppy.
Yeah.
It's your basic IPA, but I like the taste, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
When we started this show, I'm like, I'm not a big beer drinker. Mm-hmm. I'm never hitting that, I don't think. I'm never hitting that.
Ooh.
But it's a solid, like, strong beer.
Definitely that pine, those piney, that piney character as far as the hops in here. I don't know the hop profile. Mm. They don't have it on the can, I believe. Mm. A little fruit for it as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a banger, though. That,
yeah.
It's punching, though. Like, the West Coast joints.
Shout out to Microphone, man.
Yeah, man. My journal reminder just came on. It said it's time to journal.
Oh, that's positive, man. You've been journaling, man?
I've been journaling for a while, G. I've been journaling for a minute.
Are they in rhyme? Like,
no, you know, it's just like, like how my he day
rap.
Went.
Yeah, I bet y'all ain't even know he rap.
Pop's playlist. Pop's playlist. Check it out. I had a song drop this year with last year with Mathien.
True.
Check that joint out.
True that.
Well, listen. Let's do first. Let's Word. Do Schoolboy Q first.
All right. Blue Lips. Schoolboy Q. The latest album from Schoolboy Q. Again, I don't know. What can we say about
it? Yeah, man. Again, last album we checked out was Crash Talk. I haven't gone back to that album at all. However,
I haven't either.
Blank Face was number two for me in 2016, I believe. It was
I think
also
Blank Face might have been on mine.
It was
too.
In your top five as well. That's a very good.
I might go
West
back to
Coast
that after this
gangster album.
Yeah.
Then he had the Oxymoron joint, which did some numbers too with the Collard Greens joint.
That was I thought that was his first official album, but. Like the early TDE joints,
he had
are
two
considered,
before that.
Yeah, he had two before that. Those are considered official albums too, but I thought those were mixtapes. Like I thought Section 80 was a mixtape.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That joint also had the big joint, Man of the Year on it. And then he had the one you were just talking about.
Yeah.
The one before that had the Hands on the Wheel and that joint with A$AP Rocky, which was like 20, whatever.
Wow.
I forgot what year it was. But
dang, G, I gotta go back to that joint.
The crazy thing about Schoolboy is that a lot of people who like TDE, it's some people who I've argued with who like TDE as the main artist on that label. I'm sorry, who like Schoolboy as the main artist. They like him more than they like K-Dot.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it's because like K-Dot is
I can see that.
He's so artistic and Schoolboy is more so just straight gangsta West Coast rap.
Yeah. And he's more like rah-rah.
Yeah.
He got, I can see that. But I can see that.
Let's do it like this, man. This album. I like this album a lot, man. I think it's a good balance of just like gangsta, West Coast rap. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's a lot happening here with the music.
It's a lot happening.
You got some jazzy loops going on.
He either got hard-hitting songs
or
very sexy, sultry songs.
But barred up.
Like he using
sultry
soul samples.
Yeah.
Slow soul samples, but like rough raps.
Blue slides.
Stop it.
He rapping.
The man is rapping on there.
He rapping his ass off.
And it's not like it's almost like he's rapping in parables almost. Mm. Like it reminds me almost of Mick Jenkins, G.
Yeah.
Like he's saying like small haikus almost.
Yeah.
They like proverbs. They like little pieces.
Well, he said.
But it's meaningful though. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, G.
He said that this is his, he ranked his album recently too, after this came out. He said that he thinks this is his best rapping. I might agree. I'd have to go back to Blank Face, but. Again, let me just go through some of the albums the songs I like the most. I think Pop is good. That's almost rock with Rico Nasty.
Yeah.
Blue Slides probably is my favorite. Yearn is good. I think that's the single. Cooties is good. Ohio with Freddie Gibbs. That little transition to.
It's a lot going on that song, man.
It do kind of. It's all over the place.
The middle one. Well, go ahead.
Yeah. Lost Times. Good. Germany 86.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was born in Germany, you know what I'm saying? His mom, I think, maybe was, you mm-hmm. know, stationed or whatever. Mm-hmm. Time Killers, very good as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good album. I would say right now, I know you do your rankings and you're tallying what's happening during the year. Right now, this is my favorite of the year.
Ooh.
For sure. Rap-wise, definitely. Easily.
See, here's my issue with the album, because I like Schoolboy. My issue with the album, before I even say what I like, he gets to going on a lot of these songs, and then he just cuts off,
yep, and go do something else.
I was upset on like four songs, G.
I don't understand why he does that on his album.
I'm like, bruh, you could have kept going.
Yeah.
You could have kept going. Bro, he was going crazy.
Yeah.
I like Funny Guy.
Yeah.
Thank God for Me. I like that joint. Blue Slides.
Thank Cooties. God for Me. That is DJ Paul? No.
Is it?
It's not. It's not. Keep going. I'm sorry. I'll look it
I
up.
I know. Yeah, I got to look it up. But I know Alchemist is on here at least twice, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, Cooties. Ohio has that issue where it cut off for me. It cuts off when he really gets it going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Freddie Gibbs does this thing. I like First.
First is good.
I like First.
It is good.
Lost Times is good. This Josie.
That's Alchemist. And Josie is on the Diddy album a lot.
That's who that was.
Yeah.
That's who that was.
Josie, Jossie, whatever. Yeah, she's on Diddy album a lot.
Yeah.
That's Alchemist. Yep.
Germany 86.
Hard.
This man said his mother fought for the country, got sent right back to the Hoovers, G.
Yeah.
That's hard.
That was a hard bar. That was
man. A hard bar. I'm trying to think. Time Killers.
I like that a lot, man.
Pig Feet.
I don't like the last two joints. I can do
yeah,
without.
Yeah, like
them.
Smile was super short.
Yeah.
And it felt like, dang. This the end?
You know who getting off on here that people don't really even really recognize who on here probably? Johnny Giuliani, G. Johnny Giuliani is
who
First.
Is Johnny Giuliani?
That's a producer that used to be with, I think he did a lot of the Wiz joints with Cardo, with that.
That's not Cardo? Cardo produced.
Well, I think Johnny Giuliani did a lot for Wiz. I don't know. Who did Black and Yellow? Was that Cardo?
Oh, that wasn't Cardo.
Was that Cardo. Okay.
I'm not sure who did Black and Yellow.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Yeah.
I like this album.
Yeah. I'm rocking with it. But yeah, my main issue is that a lot of it cuts off and it's like, it feels all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like songs like Ohio is like what the whole album sound like. You know what I'm saying? Where it's three different beats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, that's a crazy song, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Really
it's like
yeah.
kind of all over the place a little bit. And then Freddie Gibbs come in, it's like, yo.
Yeah.
But the beat, that first beat and that third beat are hard. The middle one, I could kind of give or take.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel about the whole album. This joint hard. Dang, this hard, but then it cut off. And then, well, this one is good, but it's all like, rah, 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 you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of up and down for me right yeah. now, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I've been listening to it a lot, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to check for it some more. I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to let it chill for a minute. I'm going to come back to it later in the year. I'm going to see what's going on. But I like Schoolboy, and I like what he's doing on this album.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I'm kind of in between right now.
That's fine.
I'm kind of in between right now.
Let's go. If you don't know, to keep staying on the West Coast, as we said, this is a West Coast show. There's a show right now on Netflix, mm-hmm. another West Coast artist
mm-hmm.
Who has dropped some fire albums low key himself yep. over the past couple of years. Vince Staples, the Vince Staples Show.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what you consider a satire, maybe? Or.
For sure.
Yeah.
It definitely is satire, yes.
Okay.
I mean, they got bank robbers and he's talking to them, and it's satire.
I let me tell you this. I haven't seen all the episodes. I don't know how many they are. I think I got through the family reunion episode, which I think is my favorite one. That's the one where
the reunion episode.
The uncle ends up at the USC Coliseum at the end.
Right.
I feel like he almost committed suicide, but they stopped it. Or they cut
Interesting.
It.
Interesting.
Like, I feel like, because he was talking on his phone, like, I think he was on a live or something. And he was crying because it seems as if he was like the right. darling of the family.
Yeah.
Went to USC, maybe played on the football team, whatever the case may be. And he was trying to act like everything was okay, but the past was still haunting him.
Yeah.
And it cut off, and I think that he was going to do something stupid in the car.
I could see that.
I like that whole messaging in that show about being about how family is and whatnot, mm-hmm. you know, and I like that joint. And I like the first episode too, though. That was pretty good.
What was the first episode?
First episode was the dude who was, he was in jail, and the dude was, remember him from wherever. And he don't even know where he remember him from, but.
Right. So, I like the show. It is very hard for any show that is like that to be not compared to Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Every show is going to have a hard time mm-hmm. unless it's like a situational, you know, relationship type show like Insecure. Because Atlanta and Insecure had the black show spots on lock. When nobody, you either, oh, this show kind of like Insecure, or, oh, this show kind of like Atlanta. And right now, this show gives me Atlanta vibes.
Yeah.
It's not as quirky. It's not, I mean, because it's got its quirks for sure. Mm-hmm. But it gives me heavy Atlanta vibes. The especially like the Surf City episode, the amusement park.
Yeah.
Super Atlanta.
That was the most, that was very
Super Atlanta, G.
Yeah.
Super Atlanta. Like, there's a red door and there's this weird dude in there and he's having a fight with the mascots. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? All of that we never hear talk or nothing. You know what I'm saying? This is Atlanta, G. And it's going to be hard to, even the bank robbery episode, and spoiler, if you haven't seen it, go see it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm talking freely, man. But, you know, he's talking to the bank robbers, and, you know, it's a casual conversation. That's some Atlanta type stuff, G. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, I like the show, but it's hard for it to be independent of a major television changing show like Atlanta.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Atlanta was such a groundbreaking show. It was groundbreaking for me. You know what I'm saying? These types of things, you got whole episodes that don't have the main character in it. That's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like the black and white episode on Atlanta and the mixed kid wanted to be accepted by the black, but by the black culture, but he was too white. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it ended up embracing his black side at the end. Episodes like that didn't have any of the main characters from the show in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody. But made it a piece of television for you mm-hmm. that is in the lineage of the show itself.
Yeah.
That's hard, you know, and there's other episodes like that. And with a show like that, then comes Vince Staples' show. You can't tell me that is not inspired by Atlanta.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the at the end of the you know, it's got Vince Staples, what do you call it? What's his personal?
It's very West Coast.
It is West Coast, but it has Vince Staples sensibilities in it.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
What I would say, yes, it is very, it definitely comes after Atlanta, so it's hard not to compare it, but I don't know. I think it's still dope. Art inspires, right? Like, you don't get Nas without, you know, fucking, what's his name? Coogee Rap, and, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, what begets, sure. begets and whatnot. So
I think
that this, maybe, I don't want to say it's a new genre, but I like this satirical, everyday, situational type thing that's happening. Now, we'll see what happens. I don't know if he's gonna inspire somebody else after mm-hmm. him.
For sure, he will. For sure.
I like the fact that Vince himself, as the rapper, is branching out.
Yeah.
Because he has this kind of mind. If you listen to Vince interviews and whatnot, his music is good, but he's not your everyday, regular rapper.
Facts.
He has a very artsy and creative mind as to where I can see something like this coming from him. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to see him, if he can get more roles and whatnot, I want to see him act.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't do a bad job. Obviously, he's playing himself, so it's not foreign to him.
Yeah, right. He might be playing like an exaggerated version, like a Larry David.
Yeah.
Plays an exaggerated version of himself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I can't get out of this topic without shouting out Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Because there was a heavy Quentin Tarantino Pulp Fiction references in the was it the last episode with the dude that was chasing him?
You have to ASL all of it. I don't know.
You haven't seen him.
Yeah.
Well, there was a dude chasing him. You remember that? You saw that one? Oh, you didn't see that one?
No.
There's major Pulp Fiction reference, like direct Pulp Fiction reference. You know what I'm saying? Which I thought was actually pretty solid. Like, oh, that's pretty good. But yeah, man.
That's what, you know, it's funny about what you just said though. With Curb, right? Curb,
which I'm watching all
and Atlanta right are very different
mm-hmm.
culturally,
mm-hmm.
but you can't tell me that, like, Curb, what's the joint? The Office joint. Like, you can tell that
mm-hmm.
people have watched Curb, G. Like, and have, even like a Issa Rae has been like, yo, like. Yeah.
Yeah. See, now, I haven't seen another show like Curb though.
But I mean, the whole very satirical, like, let's just try to make these everyday situations ironically funny thing.
Right.
Is being presented, except in Issa or in Atlanta, is very black and it's our shit. But it's still the irony of being at the club and somebody gets shot and it's, you know, like, it's
No, I see what you're
saying. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
we always been inspired by something, let's have fun. You ready?
Yeah, man.
Let's really go.
I mean, I'm not ready, but
our fourth installment of someone's top five. All right.
Oh my God.
Mr. Kendrick Lamar. This is our fourth installment. I said we did Jay, we did Kanye, we did Nas. Top five. Today we're doing Stand on the West Coast, Kendrick Lamar.
I don't know.
All right. Since you don't know, I'll go. Kendrick Lamar right now is possibly my favorite artist of all the artists. I think J. Cole is probably the best rapper of all the artists right now. He's very good, but K-Dot really puts together albums very well.
All right, look. Okay, go ahead.
No, so,
go ahead.
If I'm going to go five, I'm going to go with his first official, like, LP. And I'm going to say that Section 80 I would put at five.
Hmm.
And I would put it there because I think that's a very young Kendrick. And at that point, even though the Sonics are there, I think that's a very good album sonically. Like, the music is good. And that album did a lot for him. When that album hit and people heard Rigor Mortis and ADHD and all them joints, it was like, this guy is something to be reckoned with. But I think artistically, he was still finding himself, his flows and whatnot, his voice and all that. So I think that's him at a very young stage. So for that matter, I'll have to put that at 5. Section 80.
Mm-hmm. I'm
gonna keep going.
Come on. I'm gonna say Section 80 is probably my 5 also.
Alright.
I haven't listened to these in a while.
No, it's
I'm
fine.
I'm trying to think about them. But keep going. I'm gonna say Section 80 is my 5.
Well, when we prep, we were gonna do Kendrick and Kanye first 5. Did you listen to Section 80 for?
Weren't we gonna do? Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah, I have. I listened to it like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks. Yeah. I didn't listen to it and prep for
but
this.
But I thought we were gonna do something with Drake too.
Okay, well, it was a lot we was doing. Okay, so we were also gonna do 2011.
Oh yeah,
and
that's right.
Section 80 dropped
I listened
in 2011.
To Take Care.
Yeah. Which we still need to do, I would say.
All right, keep going.
All right. My number 4. We'll go 4. And this is rough. This is where it gets rough because I really like a lot of his albums. I'm going to have to go Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers at number 4, G.
That would probably be, I don't know.
I can't lie. And let me tell you why. That's a very good album, thematically. But like we said, and like you said when it came out, because it's so thematic, and because it's first of all his albums are trying to tell a story. They're trying to talk about something. But this is like a heavy therapeutic
it's
album.
It's super heavy.
And I can't go back to it as much.
Yes.
Mother May I? Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Father Time.
Bruh.
That's heavy.
It's some heavy topics.
That ain't
on here.
That ain't like you just gonna throw it on and listen.
Yeah, you can't.
You gotta throw it on and be intentional about your listening. You can't.
I'm gonna
just
sit here for 2 hours and listen to this album because you know I can't what I'm listen to it. So I'm,
he yeah. was he was he didn't go in and make an album for you to just throw on.
Yeah,
this was probably his most intentional album. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? These ain't no feel good songs.
Yep, they're not.
My right. Number 4 is probably, dang, 1, 2, 3, 4. I might have to say my number 4 is probably Damn.
Woo!
Damn, I actually like more than some of these other ones, though.
Wow.
So I might have to say, see, I don't know what I'm going to put at 1.
And
I feel like I know what you're going to put at 1.
I 100% know what I'm putting at 1.
And so I got to think about Kendrick Lamar and not my, like, because I don't know, man. I like K-Dot, but his albums are very intentional. Most of them are intentional.
Bro, so first of all of them are.
I'm not going back to his albums and just listening. On a regular basis.
Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is a play. All his albums are something. Like
yes.
The man, like that's a play.
Yes. I've heard that Damn is like
the magazine.
The magazine.
Yeah.
I've heard that
Butterfly is it's a poem for sure.
It is.
Like a poem, yeah.
Yeah.
And then obviously
Good Kid, Mad City is a movie.
Yeah.
And so, Good Kid, Mad City, sheesh, that's got to be way higher up there. I mean, my God. I don't
know, man. I got 3.
All right, fine. My number 4 is going to be Untitled Unmastered.
You are a lame. You are a fucking lame. Go ahead. What the? Oh my God.
Number 4 is Untitled Unmastered. I like that album. I like that project.
I'm aware. It was your number 1 in 2016.
Not my number 1.
Yes, it was.
Man, you always trying to bring up receipts, man.
No, I just remember stuff. I can't help it.
Man, I don't think that was my number one. What else was that year?
Your number two was whatever year that album came out. Whatever year that came out.
I made Untitled Unmastered my number one.
Yes, you did.
I might have, man.
You did, bro.
I liked it that much. You did. That's why it's hard for me to put it at four right now.
No. If you, bro, we like what we like. Yeah.
You got to let me just get this off real quick. I'm sorry. You got to let me just get this off.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
This number four, my number three is probably going to be Damn. My number two might be To Pimp a Butterfly. My number one might be Mad City.
Ooh.
Now, my number two and number one is very hard because Pimp a Butterfly took me a while to like. But once I returned to it, I like a lot of it, but I hate the fact that the poem interrupts it. Mm. I don't like that part of it. But let me change that around. Damn is three. I really like Damn. I really like what he did on Damn.
I liked it.
I really like that one. But Good Kid, Mad City is a film and it sounds really good.
That shit is...
It's really good.
I'm gonna shut up.
But I like the jazz. I like the funk. I like that. I like what he did on the Pimp a Butterfly. I'm gonna just say that's my number one.
Okay.
Go ahead with your list.
Shout out Terrence Martin because he snapped on that. Shout out Terrence Martin on that. All right, I'm gonna go through them. Damn is my number three.
Mm-hmm.
Damn is a very good album.
It's a good album, man.
It's a lot of songs on there. Some songs I don't really like that, but it has one of my favorite joints, which is Fear. That first verse, you know, I beat your ass for this, I beat your ass for that.
Such a good song.
That's a very good song that I would say you should listen to as a parent.
I think that's one of his most, as an album whole, it's his most palatable album. I think if somebody wanted to get into Kendrick Lamar, I would start them with Damn.
I would say that is his My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Ooh.
For 100%.
Interesting.
Well, just because he went so jazzy and people, if you don't like music, people was shitting on Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, I wasn't super into it when I first heard.
Yeah, bro, it's hard, man.
It grew on me. I ain't gonna lie.
Wake up listening to I Love Supreme. Like, people don't wake up listening to John Coltrane and Matt. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, this ain't it. Like, what's going on?
I think that's probably his best work, though, actually.
It has a lot of songs on it. Royal DNA, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you apparently can play it front to back or back to front. Stop playing with dude.
The man is an artist.
My number two, this is all in order here. My number two is To Pimp a Butterfly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that, actually.
I like that album, but also from a listening standpoint, I think that it's not Mr. Morale, but it is. It's a thread. You got to be willing to listen to the story, what he's trying to say, and the whole poem of it all, and his dealings in the industry at that time, and having to come back home to get grounded after, you know, all the success of, you know, what he did with Good Kid, Mad City and all that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the whole thing. And then the whole Pac thing at the end. It's very good, but you have to really listen to be in tune with it. And really, one and two are right there, but Good Kid, Mad City, bruh. That album, when I first heard it, I was like, okay, I don't know who, like, this dude playing at a whole different level. The fact that it's thematic and it's telling a story throughout, and it got jams, and that's the difference for me. The Shireen joint that started out is so, I think Dr. Dre had a lot to do with the engineering on that one. on this album in general.
One had a dream.
It's knocking, bro. I met her at a party on El Segundo. Bro, that joint is knocking. Mm-hmm. That bass, everything is knocking.
It was a story. That was hard.
Money Trees, bro. Me and my niggas try to get at you. Bro.
Money Trees is probably the hardest song. Bro. That's a hard song.
Maybe, but then you got songs like Sing About You. You got songs like...
Sing About You.
The I'm Real joint is good. You got joints like...
I'm Real.
He got a Drake feature low-key on there.
He got a Drake feature. Back when they was cool.
Bruh. The Backseat Freestyle. You know what I'm saying? Being the fact I just got in a call with my homies. We finna turn up. We finna go mob. We finna do whatever we finna do. And I bro, we used to be in the car freestyling. We used to on the way to Nitro. We in the car. Backseat, like, so that joint for me just connects, man. Like,
yeah.
It's the story of a young man wilding out, trying to find his way.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't think we've ever got anything like that, that was so polished.
Yeah, it's really good. And for it, like, for it to be... I still stand with To Pimp a Butterfly as number one, but I definitely agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
And, you know, the cover of the album is the van.
The van, G.
And the van is important in the storyline of the album. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's really good.
That's
to
probably me.
Me.
We used to be riding around Maywood in Germ. Pop van, G.
That's crazy.
Probably, wow.
That's crazy.
Riding around.
G.
Riding around the van, man.
The end of the joint. You know, the where my dominoes at?
Where my man, bro.
The whole thing has, like, he put together an album.
Yeah.
He really put together an album, G. You know what I'm saying? Whereas Section 80, and when you think about it, all of his projects are thematic in that way.
Bro, Section 80 was very thematic. Children of the Ronnie Raygo era.
It was like they were sitting around a campfire.
Fuck your ethnicity.
Yeah. And he was trying to holler at y'all. He was hollering at shorties like, hey man, gather around. And he gathered around a campfire.
Talking to black and brown kids in L.A.
That's very interesting, G.
Man, bro.
Hey man, this man is an artist. This man really is an artist.
J. Cole is, to me, the best rapper of this generation. Artistically, nobody's touching Kendrick Lamar at all.
J. Cole is one of the best technically sound rappers.
And I love Cole. I like what he's doing right now. I can't wait to see what happens. That little joint he dropped was very interesting. The little film thingamajig.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to
see about to drop the fall off, G.
It's going to be nice, man. We got some shit.
We're going
to
see, man. We gonna see. Cause I wasn't no fan of what's the joint with the burning his last album.
I like that album.
I did not. He had like some good songs on there.
He had 10 good songs on it and you ain't like
10 good songs, stop it. He had 6 good songs on there.
You liked like 8 songs, but you ain't like them because they didn't go together. It was only 12. 8 out of 12 on the test, you passing that mod. Tell us what y'all think. We'll see y'all next time, man. Beers and Bars, we out.
Peace.